Welcome to the Prosperity Through Multifamily Real Estate Investing Podcast. Here's your host, Cody Laughlin.
All right, guys. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Prosperity Through Multifamily Real Estate Investing Podcast. This is a new weekly podcast series focused on apartment syndication, where we talk to industry leaders and experts to help you grow your real estate investing business. I'm your host, Cody Laughlin, and with us today, we have Gary Lipsky, founder and president of Breaker Day Capital. Gary, how are you doing today?
Great. Thanks for having me, Cody.
Awesome, man. Thank you for being on the show today and look forward to learning more about you and your journey through syndication. So, but before we get started, a little bit more about Gary. He's a multifamily real estate investor and syndicator in over 1,700 units covering Arizona, Texas, and California. He's a lifelong entrepreneur with over 30 years of operational experience and is the host of 4 real estate meetups in Los Angeles and Phoenix and a monthly real estate webinar series as well. So with that, Gary, before we get started into our interview, would you mind telling the listeners a little bit more about your background and yourself?
Yeah. I grew up in New Jersey and like you said, been an entrepreneur my whole life. In college, we had a restaurant delivery service we started. After college, in my 20s, I co-produced 3 independent films. I also started an after school outdoor ed and leadership development company in Southern California. So we worked with, when I sold it, 9,000 students daily, and we had over 700 staff. And during that time, I was investing in real estate. And when I sold it, it kind of gave me the time and some money to really get into real estate full time. And that's when, I was going to a ton of meetups, listening to a ton of podcasts, listening to a lot of books, and found my way into multifamily. And then, it was just a perfect fit for me. And I went all in. So it's been all of the activities I've done throughout my life, the entrepreneurial ventures have led me to this and helped me succeed in a much faster way because I had that operational business experience.
Gotcha. So when you transitioned into multifamily, like you said, you just dove all in full force, full time. How was that transition from going to your past experiences into real estate?
Well, I mean, to be honest, so after I sold my business, it took me a while to kind of figure out where I wanted to be in real estate because I thought I'd be doing maybe like more fix and flips and some smaller stuff. And then after going to, the meetups, I went to Brad Sumrock's group and saw the power of working with others and teaming up and you get so much more economies of scale. That's really when I took off. So there was definitely some period of like figuring things out and testing the water. And then I kind of dove all in and then things really started, speeding up quite rapidly.
Gotcha. So what were some of the biggest challenges as you were making that transition? You kind of alluded to a little bit of that, but can you elaborate a little bit more on some of the biggest challenges in getting started?
Yeah, absolutely. When you start anything, is that gaining that momentum, that confidence, even if you were successful in other things, this is a brand new venture. You don't have those, contacts and whatnot. And certainly, I had some friends in the business and they were helping me along. Getting that first victory, then that second victory and that third victory, they're further, distance between each other in that beginning and staying positive and going to those meetup groups, those real estate, conferences, being around like-minded people, like that was so important to me for that rocket fuel, to be energized and hearing about other people's successes. And certainly this is definitely an abundance mindset industry. We're all kind of rooting for each other. And I think, if you've been in this long enough, it's a very small group of people that, any victory is a victory for the group, and that helps really build that momentum and lead to more successes.
Yeah. I'm so glad you said that, because I find that in, you know, in all the different events and everywhere I go, meeting successful people like yourself, you're absolutely right. I think everybody's in it to help one another and to give back somehow. And So for those who may be listening, who may be just getting to the space or just getting introduced, you know, I hope that that will alleviate some of that intimidation factor, if you will, because, you know, everybody's in here, like you said, to help one another. And it's a really awesome community. So, but cool. Well, going back to, as you mentioned, you know, you started going to meetup groups, you started going to networking events, and then you came across, you mentioned Brad Sumrock. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about that mentorship program and why you chose that mentorship program?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of good mentorship programs out there. That one was kind of a good fit for me, because at that point I felt like I had a decent amount of knowledge in what multifamily was. What I really liked about that group was there was a good amount of people doing deals, syndicating deals, and then there was a good amount of investors within that group that are looking for opportunities. And so I thought for me, that was the best fit. For other people, maybe they need that more of that mindset and motivation that maybe Rod Cleef does, or you know, there's Michael Blanc. There's so many good mentors out there. You know, so it's just a matter of finding the right one and finding something that meets your budget too, because I see a lot of people diving in, and maybe if they're not ready to make that, make some moves, then maybe they're kind of overspending, you know, and not, you know, they need to be ready to go or start small, because it is a huge investment in your time and your money to make it work. So you've got to be, depending upon how much you're spending, you've got to have that commitment level too, you know. And I was ready to commit full time, and so it's been really helpful for me.
Awesome. Yeah. And can you kind of speak a little bit more to the power of having a mentor there to help coach you and guide you as you, especially as you get started? Because a lot of people may be out there kind of trying to figure it out on their own, but you know, really in order to really scale or get to where you want to go, you really want to have somebody that's kind of gone through it to kind of help guide you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's two levels within that group, and then there's a coaching level that you can get to, but there's, you know, there's other options as well if you want to, but yeah, having someone look over your deal and, you know, because hey, are my assumptions right? You know, just gaining that confidence in that beginning is so important, because your money is at risk if you have investors' money. I mean, this is, you know, there's no messing around here, you know, mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. so, you want to make sure, someone that has done, you know, more deals than you and has been successful is putting some eyes on it and just giving you that confidence to really go all in. Because once you've gotten that first deal, which is the hardest deal to do, the other deals become a lot more easier to get.
Gotcha.
Brokers are coming after you, offering you things, and you just see things faster and better. You've got that. Got confidence and whatnot, and you can just roll from there.
Perfect. So you joined the Sumrock group, you got started, you went kind of all in after you got yourself educated. When did your first deal, when did you put your first deal under contract? And
I actually had something under contract before that group, but it was just me working alone, and it was a small, I think it was a 16 unit, and it just didn't come to fruition. But I guess within 7 months, I did a deal, a 42 unit. Mm-hmm. And then a few months later, we got our second deal. So we went from a 42 unit to 128 unit, a $1.7 million deal to slightly over $15 million within a short period. But, you know, we, at that point, you know, we established relationships with other partners. We had really good broker relationships. We had the confidence, and we've been through, you know, a few months of working on the other property. So we're raring to go. So it happens quickly. You know, now we're, you know, now we feel confident we can take down, you know, as big as a $30 million property based on our partnerships and whatnot. So we're ready. We're looking for the next deal.
Yeah, man, it's really been awesome just to see your success. And, you know, like you said, you've scaled to over 1,700 units now, which is no small feat by any means. So what would be some advice you would give to somebody just getting started in syndication? You know, as far as where to start, you know, you hear a lot of different things, start small, smart, start big. I mean, what's your take on that? And what should people do to kind of get started?
You know, quite honestly, I still look at some smaller deals. It's not like, oh, I've done now a $15 million deal. I won't touch a $4 million deal. If it makes sense, we might take it down. Hey, you got to pay the bills too. And if it makes sense, and maybe we just JV that deal and we don't syndicate that deal. But I would say you've got to be partnering with other people. Now, it doesn't mean you have to be tied to that one partner, but you can't do it alone. This is definitely a team sport. And, you know, maybe you need someone's liquidity and net worth. Maybe you need someone's relationships with a broker. You can't do everything yourself. Mm-hmm. There's so much work to be done. I think, you know, a lot of people have been jumping into this industry, a bit of a gold rush. You know, there's a lot of money to be made the last 10 years. But what's going to happen in the next 10 years? You've got to have your operations down. You've got to have a lot of different skill sets, and not one person can do it all. So finding some good partners is, I think, critical. And even if you're a newbie, there's something that you could bring to the table that can help someone that is an experienced operator.
Absolutely. So I'm glad you said that. You know, speaking about partners, you know, this is a relationship business, right? In every form or fashion. I mean, it's all about, you know, who you know, who knows you, and building those relationships over time. So talk to us a little bit more about building that partnership. You know, how did you come across some of the partners you worked with, and how did you know that that was a good fit, and take us from there?
Yeah. So I've been partnering with Kyle Mitchell. We met at a meetup, and we were looking at the same areas, Phoenix and Tucson, and we just started going on visiting properties together. And you know, for me, it was, you know, we got along well. I liked his work ethic. I liked his mindset. So you know, it doesn't happen overnight. You've got to, you know, over a period of time, you know, do you connect with that person? Do you have the same values? You know, another guy that we partnered on two of our deals, you know, he's also in the Sumrock group. And again, we spent some time over a longer period of time, you know, at conferences, at meetups and whatnot. And felt like, okay, he would be a good partner. And he brought something different that Kyle and I didn't have. And so it just started working. And then, you know, when we got the other deal, another guy was on Kyle's podcast, and then we started having conversations with. So it's just, you know, all these different, you know, nooks and crannies that you meet different people. And, you know, you put it in your database, whether it's on an Excel spreadsheet in your head, wherever it is, of what different people can bring to the table. What are their criteria? Do they have the same criteria as you? Because some people don't. Some people want, you know, depending upon, you know, what part of the country you live in too, they have a certain expectation on IRR and cash on cash. And not every market has that. You know, it might have something a little bit different. So you just gotta keep track of all the different pieces. And I have a spreadsheet, so I could go back, oh, this is a good fit for this person. Let me reach out to them. And they may be working on another deal right now, so it's, at the time, it's not a good fit. But at least I've got, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, however many people I can go to on a deal to say, hey, you know, is this something you'd be interested in if I needed to partner with someone, you know?
Sure. So basically it boils down just to the alignment of interest, right? You know, just somebody that you have a good relationship with, but somebody that has a similar goals or same criteria that you do.
Absolutely. Awesome. A much more succinct way of saying it.
No, I appreciate that. So cool, man. So again, so you've you've developed these relationships, you've developed these different partners, you've invested with several different people. And again, now you're here at over 1700 units. What have been some of the biggest contributing factors to that ability to scale to the success that you've had so far?
Well, I think never stop learning, quite honestly. You know, there's so many things to learn from different people, like different tricks and things that they're doing. And, you know, the market is ever changing. So you've got to find, you know, different niches and different things that you can do to increase NOI or do something differently to separate yourself from the pack. So education is key. Persistence, you know, there's going to be really high times and really low times where you just can't find a deal or whatever setbacks you face. I mean, there's every, you know, even when you get a deal, there's going to be obstacles thrown at you, you know, from the moment you start to, you know, the day you close. I mean, it's very rarely, a super smooth transaction. And even our last deal, there were many times we're like, you know, kind of thinking like, oh man, what did we get ourselves into? You know, and then you go back to your underwriting and your core values and say, no, this is a great deal and this makes sense, you know, and stay true to the, you know, the course and don't lose your positivity. But persistence is so key, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think I'm so glad you said that again, you know, talking about the mindset, because it's a long-term game, right? You know, it's not a get rich quick. It's a get rich for sure, but it does take a lot of, like you said, persistence and patience, if you will. So what are some things that you do to kind of help with keeping that positive mindset and keeping a good, strong, mindset, if you will?
Yeah. I mean, surrounding myself with like-minded individuals, positive people, you know, don't like hanging out with negative Nellies, you know, it's just not, you know, just not my vibe, you know? So, reading positive books, whatever it is, taking deep breaths too, you know, because it can get, the days get super busy and, you know, you got a lot of emails, calls, texts, you know, all the, you know, social media thrown at you and, you know, you got to take a deep breath and do the best you can. And, it's one day at a time, you know? So,
absolutely.
You know, those are some of my tricks.
Perfect. So, and kind of elaborating a little bit more on that, you know, you mentioned like just there really is a tremendous amount of work to be done when you're talking about being a syndicator, and there's always something to do. Have you put any systems in place to kind of help you manage that and those responsibilities?
Yeah, absolutely. We're working on our systems every day because you have to. If you want to scale up, you've got to. So, we use Google a lot for, you know, we'll share within our team all the reports, pictures, legal stuff. Everything is there, and then we'll track every kind of conversation we have with our property manager, so we can see over time. Oh, you promised on this day you'll get this done, or we have our task list that we share with the property management and the rehab team. So we're just tracking everything, you know, over time. So we're not going back and saying, wait, didn't we talk about this or what was the result? You know, that's a lot of waste of time and you're not going to be able to achieve your goals if you're not tracking everything. So we're constantly trying to track everything. When we do property tours, whatnot, we built out a form, we track that every time and we need to be better about like, okay, didn't we build that? Why are we using it? And you sometimes forget all the systems you built, and you know, it's everything's a work in progress. But we're constantly trying to create a system for every single thing that we do.
Sure. Is there a particular system that you would say somebody should start focusing on first in the beginning? Like if I'm trying to get into my first deal, for example, is there any systems that you think that we should be focusing on to put in place early on that would maybe help it, you know, accelerate?
Yeah, I think so. I think track every deal that you look at. So you, because you'll come up with a price and you want to know what did that sell for? So let's say you had a $5 million price. Did that sell for 5.2, 4.8, even if you didn't get it? And so this way you start really understanding the market, where it's going, trends. Maybe it fell out of contract too, you know, if you didn't get it. And you could follow up with that broker, you know, because those things happen. And you want to be that first person that talks to that broker. So it goes back to what I said earlier, just track everything so that you can follow up and see trends over a period of time. And you know, there's deals that come around for us and we're like, oh yeah, we underwrote that 9 months ago. On why did it, what happened there? What, you know, so the owner took it off market. He fixed two units and now he's trying to get $1 million more. That's ridiculous. But all right, we'll go back to our underwriting and have a conversation with the broker and see, you know, if we can get this, you know?
Yeah. Excellent. And is there a way that somebody can track that, for example, the sales record or whatnot on a property that maybe we didn't win out on, but we noticed, is there a way that we can find that information or is that just through broker relations?
Yeah. I mean, for us, we're on the broker's list. So they'll announce their sales on a monthly basis, on a quarterly basis. So then we can just pluck that information in that way, you know?
Perfect.
There'll be CoStar reports too on, let's say another property that you're interested in, but that's more random. So we're on all the brokers list. So we'll get their monthly reports on their sales. So then we can just plug it in that way.
Perfect. Gotcha. So in speaking to, brokers that, we all know they're the gatekeepers of this industry, right? So, and it's important to have that relationship and credibility with them. So kind of going back to where you started in the beginning, what were some things that you did to develop that credibility in the beginning to show them that, hey, I'm somebody who's serious?
Yeah. So, back to that consistency piece, so I live in LA and do most of my deals in Phoenix and Tucson, but we're out there in Phoenix and Tucson 2-3 times a month. From 6 a.m. to like 10 p.m. or multiple days. So we get in front of a lot of different brokers, even if it's just a coffee. And we just, the week before we go, we'll call every broker, hey, you got a deal. So it's having that consistent, communication. And, and we'll underwrite a lot of deals. And if it doesn't make sense, we'll talk to the broker and say, hey, I came up $2 million short and this is why. And they'll say, well, could you give me a solid and write an offer? Or, well, maybe you're missing this and we can go back and say and take another look at it. But just having that back and forth is so important. And obviously, you're not going to be the top on their list if they're doing lots of deals with someone else. But if you're building that rapport over time, then they're going to start building that trust. And then certainly with that first one, that they'll take you a lot more seriously.
Absolutely. Like you said, it's about the follow up is key to that as well, right? Don't just be a one stop shop. You want to make sure that you're giving feedback, whether you do a deal or not, with them, right?
Yeah.
And so. Awesome, man. So again, over the course of your syndication journey, what do you think have been some of the most valuable lessons that you've kind of picked up and learned along the way?
Be humble. There's always going to be someone doing bigger deals, more deal, whatever it is. So, having that, like wanting to constantly learn is just so important. You should never stop learning, even till the day you die. Keep learning every single day. That's a big thing for me. Don't be afraid to keep, even if someone's done 10,000 units, walk up to that person, talk to them. Most of the time they're going to be willing to talk to you, and maybe you get some tidbits or you get introduced to one of their buddies that is up and coming or whatnot. But, you got to be fearless, in anything that you do. And the older we get, I think, the less fearless we get, that kid mindset of like, hey, I'm going to jump off this, 15, foot, whatever it is, off the roof, and I'm going to be fine. And you know, at that age, yeah, you're going to be fine. But having that, you know, fearlessness still, I think is so important, you know?
Yeah, no, I love that. You definitely can't be afraid to fail, right? Because that's, you know, you have to be able to persevere through that. So excellent. So, well, Gary, we're kind of getting near the end of our time here, and I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I have a few more questions for you, if you don't mind. So what are some things that you do for your continued learning and education for your investing?
Yeah, I still, you know, I go to, you know, not only do I host my own meetups, but I go to other people's meetups. I go to, you know, conferences all the time and try to listen to some of the content and network with others and read books. And even in Facebook groups, you know, there's always people like posting questions and content that I learn something every day of what other people are doing. And, you know, certainly you don't want to be on social media all the time. There's still tons of work to do, but there's some good tidbits out there, you know?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And you're right. I think if you don't have a social media presence in today's time, you're non-existent. So that's a good point. So, so who has been the biggest inspiration for you and your success?
Well, it's gotta be my two daughters. I've got a 14-year-old and a 17-year-old, and, you know, I want to provide, you know, everything that they want and need. And, so they're my big driving force. So
awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. So, and what advice would you give to the listeners to help them grow their businesses?
Yeah, back to what I said earlier, never stop learning, be persistent, surround yourself with like-minded individuals. You know, if you're doing those things, you know, you're going to be fine.
Awesome, man. And so how can the listeners get connected with you and learn more about you?
Yeah. My email is gary@breakofdaycapital.com. Shoot me an email, connect with me on social media. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. And, I love, connecting and sharing our resources. Like you say, yeah, we do our free webinar every month and put out content on a pretty regular basis.
Awesome. Well, Gary, man, I appreciate your time today and for sharing all this valuable knowledge, man. I'm sure the listener is going to learn a lot from this conversation, and I look forward to touching base with you again soon, man. So thank you again.
Thanks for having me, Cody. Appreciate it.
All right, man. Yes, sir. Take care.
Want to connect with Cody? Email him at cody@liginvests.com or visit www.liginvests.com. Thank you for listening to the Prosperity Through Multifamily Real Estate Investing podcast. Tune in next time.